407 Arachne, an audio drama by Brian Dion.
Spider, this is Cupid. How do you read? Over.
Spider, read you loud and clear. What do you say, Mike? Can we get started? Over.
Have you ever seen anyone so gung-ho over a piece of rock?
Gung-ho? Yeah, I guess that's a word for it.
I don't know how much longer I can put up with our colleagues. How does her dossier put it? Her contagious enthusiasm.
Come on, Michael, I'm ready. Open the hatch.
This is Cupid. You are okay for an EVA. The clock is now running. You have 3 hours, Spider. Over.
Spider's on her way.
Good luck, Junko.
Thanks, Barry. Michael?
This is Cupid. Over.
You're not really going to make me come back in 3 hours? Not if I find something interesting.
If she finds something interesting? Right. Protocol specifies 3 hours. You know that, Junko.
For God's sake, Michael, we've been in space together for 18 months, and you're quoting protocol to me. I'll keep my comm open.
That's right, Spider. You'll keep your comm open. Over.
Jeez, Mike, you like to give her a hard time, don't you?
What, me?
Yes, you. You're turning into quite the interplanetary bastard.
Barry, please. You offend my fragile sensibilities.
Yeah, right.
I'm only doing my job.
Our daily transmission's coming through. Shall I patch it in?
Sure. Let's see what's new on the homeworld. I wonder how the Red Sox are doing.
Well, it's December.
Oh.
Here it comes, Mike.
Greetings, crew. We're all excited to see you back in the neighborhood. Now that you're only 10 days from home, you're major celebrities again. The mission to Arachne sparked a lot of interest, even among those not so friendly to the program. Well, I'll let you see for yourself. We're sending you this broadcast from CNN. Enjoy.
Goodbye, my love. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Quiet, Michael. I want to hear this.
After 18 months in space, the crew of the Cupid is finally coming home.
You know, Barry, you have a very sentimental side to you.
Quiet.
Really, you do.
Stay on the surface of the planet Mars, during which time the crew surveyed large portions of the planet's arid topography, found evidence of ancient Martian fossils, and established the start of mankind's first permanent station on another world. 19 months ago, CNN did this exclusive interview with the crew just before their departure. I am with Captain Barry Phillips, the veteran American astronaut.
Jeez, Barry.
To command
you had
the
hair
Mars
back
mission.
Then.
Barry, how do you feel about such a long mission? And what about physical and psychological ramifications?
Well,
who's that in the background behind
no
you?
Problem.
Is that
Thanks
your girlfriend?
To the space program, we have almost 40 years of experience with prolonged weightlessness.
And we'll be so busy.
Damn, we
most
look
of the
good.
I expect the time to pass very
Do you want to hear this or not?
Controversial aspect to the mission.
Absolutely.
Was the decision to go with a non-astronaut geologist. Was this a good decision in your mind?
Absolutely.
We can't afford to take any less than the best resources available to us, and Junko Habayashi is the best, no question about it.
How do you feel about your role in the mission, Dr. Habayashi? Do you have any reservations?
None at all. I'll
Even Habayashi looks good.
Qualified and experienced astronauts.
Is there one part of the mission, Dr. Habayashi, which you feel is most important?
I'm especially interested in searching the ancient Martian riverbeds for fossils. But on the way back, we've scheduled a rendezvous with the asteroid Arachne. That will provide us with another unique scientific opportunity.
How much more of this do you think there is?
Not at all, Mr.
So what do you want to do? Switch stations?
Yeah, I
Dr.
wish.
Saunders,
it must be almost over.
Briefly, Mr. Hines, Dr. Habayashi will have a good look at it first. We plan to bring back a bucket full of samples. And then we'll attempt to nudge Arachne into a new orbit to demonstrate we have the capability to protect ourselves from NEOs.
NEOs, that's near-Earth objects, like the asteroid that was supposed to have wiped out the dinosaurs?
Exactly.
Does Arachne pose any danger to the Earth?
No, none at all. That's why we chose it. We're just using it to test the technology. To make sure we could move an NEO if we needed to.
There's no chance you might nudge it in the wrong direction?
No, sorry to disappoint any Hollywood scriptwriters out there. After we're finished, Arachne's orbit should take it even farther away from Earth than before.
If there are no mistakes.
We don't make those kinds of mistakes, Mr. Hines.
Well, cocky sons of guns, aren't we?
Thank you very much.
And now, touchdown for these seasoned astronauts is only 10 days away as they fly in formation with the 4-kilometer-wide knob of rock known as 407 Arachne. CNN will keep you updated daily on the progress of this mission.
That's it, fellows. CNN's been after us for an online interview. We told them they should wait a few days until the time delays decreased. What do you think? Of course it's up to you.
We would be delighted, my dear. Make it a date. We'll even shave for the occasion. Junko, too.
Gee, Saunders, give it a break.
No, I'm serious. Let's give them an interview. Why not? What about on Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
Well, Thursday then, after the detonation.
Thursday it is then. Houston, this is Cupid. Received your transmission. That's a go on the CNN interview. Will Thursday be okay? Over.
Where's Junko? Has she reached the rock yet?
Well, let's have a look.
There she is. Off to the left. Almost in the shadow.
Damn. I still can't get used to it. They're always bigger than you think.
What are you talking about? Japanese?
Spatter, this is Cupid. We have a good image of your EMU. You seem almost at the asteroid. Please confirm. Over.
That's affirmative, Cupid. Switching over to the camcorder to let you have a look.
Jesus, it doesn't look real.
Not your typical Martian satellite, is it? Look at the crystalline structure, like rock candy. And look over there, at that formation.
That one looks like taffy.
Well, it has to be a lava flow. Lava on something this small. I know it's absolutely impossible, but there's even a section of rock. Just a second. Over there, which looks sedimentary.
That looks like marble cake.
That's right. We didn't see layering on Mars that looked that good. God knows how it formed.
Any evidence of fractures? Any likely places to put our explosives?
Fractures? Every few meters, it's sort of a cross between Alice in Wonderland and a war zone out there.
No white rabbits?
I tell you, Michael, I've never seen any place like this. It's beautiful. Yet also very tortured. Almost certainly a fragment of Vesta. Has to be.
A Vestal Virgin, perhaps.
Jeez, Mike.
Just a minute. My chronometer stopped. How long do I have left? Over.
Plenty of time, Junko. 142 minutes before we call you in.
142 minutes to document a world? It's the blink of an eye, Barry. Nothing.
Well, it'll have to do.
Cupid, this is Houston. We have a go for Thursday. Our next transmission will be at 1300 UT.
What was that? Was that Chapman?
We forgot to tell you. Houston wants us to do another interview. It seems we're famous again. So if you could round up some nice sparkly rocks for us or something like that, you know, something that will make good video.
Sparkly rocks, you say? I'll see what I can do. I'm moving towards the Terminator.
The great god of PR thanks you, Dr. Habayashi.
Sweet mother! What's that?
Spider, this is Cupid. What do you see? Spider, this is Cupid. Do you read? Report your status. Over. She turned off her comm.
Why the hell would she do that?
Who can explain the inscrutable ways of Dr. Habayashi? I'll try again. Spider, this is Cupid. Report your status. Over. Nothing.
Do we still have a visual?
She must be on the other side.
She does whatever she damn well pleases. Look, video's back. What the hell is that?
Junko, Junko, come in, please. What are we looking at? Junko, report your status. Over. Computer check.
Distance to Earth, 14 million kilometers, 47 light seconds, universal time, 16.
Computer off.
23.
That's no damn reason for you to turn off your comm. That was totally irresponsible. I can't believe you'd even...
You know I think better when it's quiet. That's all there was to it. I was in no danger. I wasn't jeopardizing the mission.
That's not your judgment to make.
You're right. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
You're damn right you won't, because I'm not letting you out there again.
What?
You heard me.
Hold on, Michael. I know you're ticked off.
Ticked off does not begin to describe it, Doctor.
But, Michael, all I did was... It was nothing. You're overreacting.
Oh, you think so?
Barry, you speak to him. Tell him he's overreacting.
Junko, this is outside my jurisdiction. Anything done outside the ship is Mike's call. You know that.
But this is absurd. You have to let me go back. After what I just found...
We have no idea what you found.
Exactly. So I must go back and make sure there's even a small chance.
There's no time. The detonation is set for tomorrow.
Well, at least let me go with you. While you're setting the charges, I can get a few last samples, take some more photographs. Arachne will be in quarter phase then. We'll have a completely different set of shadows.
For God's sakes, Junko, you found a few scribbles, some dendrites, not the freaking Dead Sea Scrolls.
You know there's more to it than that.
You've got your photos. Let that be an end to it.
Transmission's coming in. Remember to smile, everyone.
Good morning, citizens of the world, and a special good morning to our citizens in space. Today I'm speaking to the crew of Cupid, Dr. Junko Habayashi, Captain Barry Phillips, and Captain Michael Saunders. How are all of you this morning?
Gee, who is this guy? Does he have any idea how this thing works? Does he think he's phoning next door?
Let's just answer the question and get it over with. Smile.
I'll give it my Pepsodent best.
I'm well, Mr. Hines, but I confess I'm looking forward to seeing my friends and family back on Earth just as soon as possible.
I'm well too, Mr. Hines, apart from a little puffiness around the eyes. A little 1G should soon attend to that.
Considering that we've been in a weightless environment for almost 6 months, I think our health is very good, Mr. Hines, and our mental state is excellent. My initial survey of Arachne has been very exciting. I'm looking forward to returning with some fascinating results. Over.
I thought we weren't going to discuss this.
Discuss what? All I did was mention we had some interesting results. What did you want me to say?
I wanted you to say nothing. I expected you to say nothing.
Are we trying to hide something?
If you'd simply act as a responsible scientist, I'd have no need to talk
to you. All
right,
you two, enough of that. There'll be plenty of time to hash this out later.
How long do we have before they send back?
We're about 45 lat seconds away, so that would make it about a minute and a half between question and answer.
And what are we supposed to do while our esteemed interviewer is thinking up another inane yes or no question? Twiddle our thumbs, pick our noses.
If you can't think of anything to do, just float and keep quiet.
I'm gonna go have a pee.
Can't it wait?
How long do you think it takes?
Well, just hurry.
What, and risk severe psychological damage? I don't think so. We have few enough pleasures in space. I'm off to the commode.
Barry?
Yes?
You do understand. I have to go back.
It's really none of my concern, Junko. I told you, only Michael can approve another EVA.
Barry, how far are we going to go with this protocol thing? I found something here which is totally unexpected. Totally unprecedented. More important even than the Martian fossils. And you want to pretend it hasn't even happened?
Look, if it were just me, I'd say go ahead. Take your hammer and go collect a few more samples. But I've always gone by the book, Junko, and it's always worked for me.
There are exceptions to every rule.
It's not something I expect you to understand, but the procedures, the protocols, they've been very carefully worked out. You have to have a damn good reason to deviate from them.
I do have a damn good reason.
You think you have a good reason.
Come and see for yourself, Barry. Then you'll know.
Are you ready yet, Mike?
Be there in a sec. Start without me.
You're gonna have a hell of a time editing out your absence, you know. Can't you hurry?
I don't think you want me to do that, Commander.
Hello again. We're so glad to hear that you're well, both physically and mentally. If I may, I would like to ask you a few questions. Of course, we'll edit out the pauses between our transmission delays.
Brilliant. Someone's explained to him about the time delay.
Feel better?
Much better.
Officials here on Earth view tomorrow's nuclear detonation as one of the most important exercises of the entire mission. Would you comment, please, on any risks you foresee and any feelings you may have about the ethics of such a procedure?
Well, Mr. Hines, I don't see that there's any ethical question here at all. The nuclear device is small. Any radiation resulting from the explosion will be so dispersed it'll be virtually undetectable from Earth. And of course, the damage to Arachne herself will be minimal. We'll make a new crater, that's all, perhaps 500 meters in diameter tops. Nor do I expect to meet any protesters on the surface. What do you think, Barry?
I hope not.
Cupid herself will back away approximately 100 kilometers from the explosion. The crew will be perfectly safe. What we expect to see, as a result, is that Arachne's velocity has been increased by roughly 5 meters per second. That may not sound like much, but it'll change the orbit quite substantially and keep it well away from the Earth for several millennia at least. Barry?
I'd just like to emphasize that this procedure poses no risk whatsoever, either to the crew nor certainly to anybody on Earth. We're still very far away, and we're dealing with a very small explosion, at least by astronomical standards.
I'd like to comment on the ethical question you posed, Mr. Hines. While I don't disagree with the assurances given by my colleagues as regards safety, I think there are other issues here which we must address. Most fundamentally, do we have the right to significantly alter another world, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant in our eyes? Of course, I'm not suggesting we abort the planned procedure tomorrow, but I think, as a matter of future policy, we must really have a good look at what humankind is entitled to do and what should be made off limits.
With all due respect to the doctor, I think she misleads the public to suggest this asteroid could be anything more than an inert, dead piece of rock, possibly the sliver of some larger parent body. There's nothing to preserve here, nothing to protect. The Gaia hypothesis does not apply for asteroids.
Of course, my colleague is correct in stating that Arachne is no living thing, but he shouldn't be too hasty in dismissing the possibility it may harbor the artifacts of living things. We need more time to study the body.
I really have no idea what the doctor's referring to. This isn't April 1st, by any chance.
Well, I hope, Mr. Hines, that we've answered your question satisfactorily. We have many technical tasks to attend to before tomorrow's procedure, so you'll forgive us if we sign off now. Greetings to all of you on Earth. Cupid out.
How the hell could you do that? You know how you sounded? You sounded like some flake. Some tree-hugging greenie stowaway out to save the asteroids. I tell you, Doctor, this takes the cake. That was unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
So you're not going to let me go back?
The next thing you're likely to hug, Doctor, will have leaves on it. And hopefully sharp thorns.
Fine. In that case, I guess I'll go and have a shower. Do something useful.
Computer check.
Distance, 10 million kilometers, 30 light seconds.
Computer stop.
Doctor, it was not my decision to have you out here in the first place. The least you can do is stay in view. Where are you?
Right here, sir, just behind the Terminator.
And keep your comm open at all times. I want to be informed regularly about your position.
I understand.
Good.
But, sir...
What?
Aren't you going to have a look?
I'm rather busy.
Of course.
We don't want to leave these nuclear devices just floating about anywhere, do we?
No, sir.
Incoming transmission, Mike. Sorry, but Houston insists on being online for this.
Great. I am now attaching the blue wire to the blue terminal. Should make for great drama. Haven't I got anything better to do?
Well, actually, Mike, they want Junko on the monitor.
Junko? Of course. I should have known. Well, let them.
Greetings, Dr. Habayashi. This is Grinberg. Please begin the procedures we described in our last transmission. Captain Phillips will relay your video. Over.
Sorry, Michael. They insisted. There was nothing I could do.
No. It's all right. You've got a job to do. I've got a job to do.
Good morning, Dr. Grinberg. Or is it good afternoon there? I'll begin with a slow pan of the illuminated portion of the asteroid. As you can see, it's a highly complex structure. Areas which are smooth, others with jumbled outcroppings. Almost like the volcanic regions on Mars, though, on a much smaller scale, though I'm pretty much speechless when it comes to finding an explanation for asteroidal volcanism.
Speechless? Doctor, is it possible?
As you can see, Dr. Grinberg, the entire surface is overlaid with the usual cratering.
I didn't think so.
The largest crater seems to measure 200 to 300 meters in diameter. Dr. Grinberg, look to the right of your image. Can you see unmistakable signs of resurfacing? The spectrometer says the material's definitely basaltic, almost like a fresh flow on Kilauea.
Actually, it's 11 o'clock in the evening.
What?
Time delay, Junko. It's such a difficult concept for them.
Well, should I just continue?
Might as well.
Dr. Grinberg, now I'm showing you what appears to be a small caldera. It's definitely not an impact feature. Notice the colorization around the rim, sort of lime green, like some awful jello dessert. Possibly some compound of methane. It makes some very unusual lines on the spectrometer. You'll have to give me some help interpreting that. And over there, well, that's a mess, isn't it?
Density figures for Arachne seem to confirm your hypothesis.
Sorry, Dr. Habayashi. In my excitement, I forgot about the time delay.
This is
what
ridiculous.
What size, you say, the largest crater is?
Just humor him, Junko.
Of course. I've been saving the best for last. What you're looking at now... Here, let me zoom in. Well, it resembles the wall of some volcanic fissure, as you can see. And yet...
Really like to see the dendrite inclusions you spoke about.
Can't I just shut them off, Barry?
Afraid not, dear. There are millions watching.
But if Greenberg's just going to keep interrupting... It's not funny, Michael!
What?
Everything's a joke to you, isn't it?
Why? What do you mean?
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, this volcanic wall, or whatever it is quite highly polished. How? Your guess is as good as mine. In fact, its high albedo is what first attracted me to it. Please, Saunders, give us all a break.
Sticks and stones will break my bones. Well, back to work, then.
I think I'm going to scream.
It's up, batter. This is Cupid. Advise against the scream. Show him the good stuff. Over.
A good idea, Captain. Now, gentlemen, ladies, it's time to zoom up on the markings I spoke of. You'll notice they consist of several geometric shapes, triangles, circles, even quite regular ellipses. There. Can you see them? I think you'd agree they don't appear to be a crystalline structure within the rock. They've definitely been...
Stop there. Is that a caldera over there?
I can't work like this.
Just ignore Greenberg. Carry on. You're doing great.
The markings have definitely been etched into the rock in some manner to a depth of...
That must be the methane frost.
Saunders, will you cut it out? In my estimation, there's no natural process that can account for the markings we're looking at. I believe they're... Barry, I'm going over there.
Juco, I don't
think
that's...
There's something wrong.
But couldn't the markings be some kind of crystalline structure? Perhaps there are intrusions of carbon in the lattice.
It's the doctor. Buenas tardes, doctor.
Michael, check your gas exchange regulator.
Are you going to give me a checkup?
Any ice?
No, probably to give me a hiccup.
You've got a CO2 buildup, Mike. You've got to vent it.
Junko, what's happening?
Faulty regulator. I can't fix it, Barry. We'll have to come in, and fast.
Did Mike finish attaching the charges?
I don't know. There's no time.
But, Junko, we can't just leave them floating.
Not now, Barry.
Spider, this is Houston. We've lost your video. Over.
Come on, Michael. We'll finish later.
I'm not finished connecting the leg bones. Where are we going? Hey, are you taking me to the checkup room?
Yes, the checkup room.
Are you going to give me a full physical? As I like a full physical, especially from Dr. Hatchipatch. Just give me the works, okay?
Junko, if Mike didn't finish anchoring those charges...
Just come with me, sir. Everything's going to be all right. Barry, I can only deal with one crisis at a time. Quickly, Mike.
Whatever you say, Doc.
Hurry, Barry. Meet me at the hatch.
Is Mike in danger, Junko?
Yes, for God's sake. Hurry, Barry.
On my way.
Hey, Doc, am I going to die? Because I'm dying to be with you.
Spider, this is Houston. Do you read? Please restore video transmission. Spider, do you read? Over.
Well... At least we can be thankful that Mike didn't start the arming sequence.
I suppose.
Cupid, this is Houston. We copy you have a red light on the main thruster ignition sequence. We're running through procedures on our simulators. Over.
Thanks, Houston. Let us know when you have anything. Over.
Barry, how can you just sit there eating that whatever it is, that's disgusting.
You don't like beef jerky?
Barry, what are we going to do?
About what?
About the main thruster malfunction.
Oh, that. Well, we'll do the usual.
Which is?
Let Houston chew on the problem, reread the contingency plans, wait.
There are contingency plans?
Sure, Junko, there's always contingency plans.
Cupid, this is Houston. We have everybody working on this, Barry. We expect simulations to be complete within the hour. We'll get right back to you. Over.
Copy that, Houston. Over. Mike is going to be okay after he sleeps it off, right?
It was close, Barry. If you'd have been a minute longer opening the hatch. But you weren't. He's going to have a doozy of a hangover when he wakes. But he'll be fine.
Hard little bugger to put out of commission, isn't he?
You guys talking about me?
Mike, you're supposed to be sleeping.
Yeah, but I was having these awful dreams. Bizarre.
How are you feeling?
Like I have a
hangover.
Jeez, did I really make as much of an ass of myself as I remember?
Pretty much.
Oh, God, no.
Actually, you were quite sweet. You sang to me. Oh, if I recall correctly, you even proposed marriage. You heard that, didn't you, Barry?
I did. It was quite moving.
Oh, God. I think I'll just go back to bed.
Cupid, this is Houston. Terrible. Our engineers feel the malfunction is with the alarm, not with the thruster. Suggest you give the thruster a short burst to confirm. Over.
What the hell's Chapman talking about?
Just what it sounds like.
Main thruster malfunction? When?
During your last EVA.
You've run through the script again?
Several times. Here, be my guest.
Ow! Even my fingers hurt. Damn.
But there's a backup system, right? Right? There's always a contingency plan. You said so.
Yes, Junko, relax.
Relax?
1/10 of a second?
Sounds good.
Houston, this is Cupid. Copy your request for a main thruster burn. We suggest 1/10 of a second burn. We'll begin the countdown sequence upon receipt of your signal. Over.
Is there anything I can do?
Don't think so. Mike, you'll initiate the burn sequence.
Initiated.
Alarm light off, switching to manual ignition. How's the board read, Mike?
All green, Cap.
Cupid, this is Houston. Please initiate main thruster burn for 0.1 seconds. Begin 10-second countdown on my mark. Good luck.
We love you, Chapman!
Mark,
your head!
Yeah. Has anyone ever seen Chapman? Do you think she's a real person?
Five,
try not to talk
four,
so much. You'll feel
three,
better.
We'll all
two,
feel better.
1, 0.
Ignition.
Well? Well, what happened? Shouldn't we have felt something?
Velocity constant, Cap. No change.
Arachne's still in the same place.
Main thruster sequence, shut down.
Shut down confirmed. Damn.
Then it didn't work?
It didn't work.
How do we get home?
"407 Arachne, Part 1 by Brian Dion is a Sound Stories production.